Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Sports to the Max. News Talk 830 WCCO festive show tonight. Joining us now, Scott Savor on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And he, what he does is what we've been talking about, working with, not in the corporate world and the NBA world, teams and players on trying to get it right emotionally. He joins us now. Scott, thank you for joining us. Explain exactly what you do, because you can explain it better than I can in a paragraph.
Matthew, thanks for the conversation. Excited. So I've been very spoiled, very blessed. Thanks for listening. In the performance world, right now I'm a leadership analyst, and I work with individuals, teams, and companies. So I've been very spoiled to be in a lot of basketball environments that are exaggerated from high school, college, and pro, and then on the business side too. So very fortunate.
What do they ask you to do when they bring you into a basketball situation?
Build leaders faster. Very simply put, that's the reason why my business exists. And again, been fortunate to be around and observe some amazing individual performers in basketball, all levels, coaches included, and then also on the business side too. So it's been fun to watch that leadership.
What's the difference between a great leader as a coach and a great leader as a player in terms of emotionally?
Phenomenal question. I don't think there's a exception to the rule. I believe the skills carry over. So like you said earlier on the show, emotional intelligence is a really, really big deal. And it starts with leading by example from the coaches. And then that trickles down and creates great positive snowballs for the players and performance.
Okay, let's get to the specifics of this series to an extent. Carl Anthony Towns is a leader because he's a talented player. He gets emotionally swept away sometimes in a game, but you want your star to be emotionally invested and have great passion. The other night he converted that into a 30-point night and he was outstanding. How hard is it for players to learn the difference between having passion and having emotional intelligence?
Yeah, phenomenal. So, again, it's not easy for anyone, but a smart person said a long time ago, we never rise to the occasion ever. We rise or fall based on the level of our training. So emotional intelligence is something we all need to invest in and train intentionally with, and I believe this is kind of the new analytic right now in leadership, and it's been fun watching the Timberwolves grow over the years and get an opportunity to demonstrate the fruits of those labors in the playoffs here at the end of the season.
But like when you're sticking and you're going, okay, whether it's Towns or whoever that you'd be working with, and clearly this is your best player, and you need your best player at his best every night, and you want him to be a leader on the team, and he may or may not have experience as a leader depending on how he grew up and what AAU program he was in and all those things. How do you begin to sit down and say, okay, we need you to be a leader for this team. We know you're the best player for this team. The next thing you need to do is what, or is it completely different player to player?
Yeah, phenomenal. So it all starts with defining first exactly what it looks like. So when you get an undesirable call from a referee or an opponent stretches your skills in any way emotionally or psychologically, you have to define exactly what high performance looks like or leadership looks like and what it doesn't look like. So like an our way or no way type situation, define it. Then you can measure it or score it like a video game almost, and then you can develop it. And I think a lot of people respectfully sometimes skip over the first two steps.
And there are times, correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, when the right thing, the right reaction is an outburst, meaning there are times when a coach has to finally get a technical foul or a player to make their point. It's just that you have to be so skilled in your emotional intelligence that you recognize when it is, right?
Max, so you know, you've seen a million games, and the people, when they get that stimulus from the referee or the impact of the game, you can either react or respond, but it's something that you got to train for, and it's coming no matter what. You already know.
How about when you're talking about a relationship between a coach and a player, and maybe not the star player, but the guy that's a rotation player that's in and out? And we know how this goes, Scott, right? Everybody, I mean, playing time is more coveted than money and more coveted. I mean, playing time is everything when you're competing as an athlete because you can do nothing unless you're on the floor. How do you advise coaches and players to interact with each other in terms of, you know, it won't always be a favorable decision as to how much they use that player at that time, but they can still have a productive relationship with a coach. How do they go about that?
Yeah, so John Wooden changed my life. I was fortunate to get a master's at University of Tennessee and learn from the gentleman who interviewed John Wooden, mic'd him up during practice, same thing with Pat Summitt and Jerry Tarkanian. And it was literally starting with this first mindset with all those players. Everyone is always in the game. And that's the approach that the best teams in the history of the world have ever seen any level execute all the time. Everyone's always in a game. So it doesn't matter if you're dressed in street clothes, you're on the bench, you're getting significant minutes. It has no bearing. Like, that's the mentality from beginning of the season to the end, no question.
What's the hardest part about getting them to buy into that?
Yeah, so it comes with defining what happiness is. A lot of guys and gals need a made basket to make them happy. They need that to be dependent upon to activate them for the next play or the next sprint on the floor. And that's kind of a new thing that's coming up, too, in analytics, where how do we measure the motivation of a player? That gets really interesting because that's hard, right? You don't want players mm-hmm. to take plays off tomorrow night. And if the speed bumps or the undesirable situations of the game show up, which we know they are, right? What do you do? And you got to have a plan for that. All great ideas in the plan. And it's just a really, really exciting opportunity once you kind of develop some competitive advantages in that space.
Scott Savore is our guest. He coaches the coaches and teams. Yeah, I had a chance to sit with Wooden a few years ago, before he passed away, more than a few years ago, in his condo for 2.5 hours and interview him. I still got the raw tape of the interview. And so much of what he, you know, talks about, the pyramid of success, he's famous for all that. But so much of it is, you got to look inside yourself and measure yourself against yourself, as opposed to, and the same as a team, right? They talked about how he didn't scout other teams. Some would say, well, they were so good that it didn't matter if they scouted them or not. But his point was, we need to play our best and get the best out of ourselves. And that's hard sometimes, though, for athletes, too, because we measure ourselves so much statistically and in box scores, don't we?
Oh, 100%. And you know this better than anyone. Comparison is the death of joy.
It sure is.
Measuring your skills. Yeah. And it'll pick us off like a sniper at times and distract us and take us away from, you know, where we're all trying to pull the cart in the same direction. So that's something that, you know, you've heard this, a dog in the hunt doesn't know it's got fleas. So it doesn't matter what's going on. You're laser focused and you're aiming at the right thing. And that's a fun coach's job, too.
What about when a player comes to you and you're working with them and they're going, hey, I know I'm better than the player that's in front of me and it's driving me crazy. What do you say?
Yeah, so it starts with asking different questions maybe that they've never asked themselves. So one question would be, we always ask players, high-level players, what motivates you? They might say two or three things. And then you ask them and you reframe it, like Da Vinci taught me. You reframe the question, what can motivate you? And you take them from being limited to two or three things that motivates them, or you know, getting more minutes or things like that, getting the desirables versus everything can motivate me. And then you share a ton of examples, and then they take less plays off over time. That's the goal. So that's a really fun process.
Do you think you can, I mean, can you teach through visualization and video? Is that a great teaching tool for you? Can you show, like you were talking about earlier, can you show the coach that gets or the player that gets a terrible call that doesn't overreact to the referee? Can you show that to him? Do you have visual means of teaching now, teaching tools that are really effective?
Well, 100%. But here's the magical piece that I found. You can install core value-driven drills inside of training, inside of practices, inside of workouts. And that literally magnifies the utility of everything that a coach does as well, and solves, instead of maybe like two or three problems, maybe seven or eight problems inside of a drill that, you know, maybe 10, 12 years ago, nobody even thought about. So that's a really exciting strategy.
Give me an example of that.
Yeah, so let's say one of your values is discipline on your team, or one of your values is you're trying to prioritize defense. Well, you could do a drill called David versus Goliath that I've been very fortunate to be a part of, and I've learned from, you know, other experts that kind of morphed into this drill, where you can highlight and magnify and demonstrate so that the players can feel how fun defense can actually be. And then you involve the team, there's a feeling behind it, whatever, whatever, but you score like a video game, and you score the 100% controllable variables in this one versus one experience, and everybody's supporting David. Goliath's on an island by himself. Goliath is trying to get a bucket in two or three seconds. And it's just a really, really intentional, purposeful drill that is kind of like some new age stuff that's coming out, especially in practice.
So what you're saying is, in general, most of us, at least myself and many others, defense was just like, well, I got to play defense only because I get to play offense if I play defense. There wasn't a great carrot dangling there. But what you're saying is there is a way to take kids or pit players and say, we can make defense fun, competitive, and something you love to do.
100%. It's the only chance you have. I mean, the players follow their feelings. And you'll see tomorrow night when the ball jumps up, it's an emotional game. But how can you get them to get emotionally addicted to the logic that the team best supports? And I think that's the only chance you have, especially in real intense competitive situations.
So in general, if you were to say, how long does it take to get maximum results from what you just said? Can you do it in a week, a month, a season, 2 years? What is it?
Yeah, great question. Nobody knows. Like you were talking about referees earlier, like how much do they really influence the game, or are they well-intended? You know, everyone's situation is so different. It's kind of situationally appropriate. Some people accelerate at a high level, like a couple of your guests talked about earlier, like Carl Anthony Towns. Maybe he's made morphological changes because of this playoff experience in, you know, in relative situation to past years. It's all situationally appropriate. So you just try to put the stuff out there, the strategies, keep them simple, make sure they're digestible, put a little juice behind them, and then let the chips fall where they may, you know.
Okay, I'm going to give you an inside example of what I believe is happening with Carl Anthony Towns based on conversations that I have with people on the inside. I believe that Patrick Beverley came here and he's been this great addition for the team. And one of the things that he did was he told Towns, you got to be the alpha on this team. And about halfway through the year, you saw Towns become the alpha. I mean, he was committed, especially in the fourth quarter. He wanted the ball. All the things you'd want from a superstar. It wasn't a playoff scenario. It was a game-by-game scenario, so he probably got away with more. And it was because at Beverley's direction. It's one of the reasons that they want to sign Beverley. Now, I think that Towns may have kind of, he hasn't exactly learned what that means. You know, that he's well-intentioned, but he hasn't quite learned what Beverley means by that. How do you tweak that so you get the best of a Towns or someone like that? Because they're well-intentioned, they just haven't quite figured out exactly when to turn the button on and off.
Sure, phenomenal assessment. I agree 1,000,000%. After coding about probably and scoring the leadership of the Timberwolves over the last 10 years, respectfully, you know, people aren't always asking, players aren't always asking, whether it's Carl Anthony Towns, respectfully, or anyone else, to have a prescription that they need or that's undesirable, right? It changed my life because here's a piece of wisdom that relates to what you just said, please. If you don't have any obvious enemies, they are hiding amongst your friends. And I believe that's specific 100% to Cat's situation, where Patrick Beverley shows up, maybe creates some undesirable situations to increase Carl Anthony Towns' leadership. And he was at a time in his life where he was a little bit more open, maybe versus like a Jimmy Butler showed up in the past or someone else.
I was told that Butler did the exact same thing Beverley did, but Towns wasn't ready for that yet.
There you go.
Yep. Something. Hey, Scott, we could do it all night. I appreciate it very much. Thank you for the time, and hopefully we can check in with you again at some point in time.
Appreciate you so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
You too, Scott Savore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.